Fireworks Brigade, episode 50.
Wow, 50. Golden. Golden anniversary.
Golden, yes. Episode 50, Fireworks Brigade.
You're Rhonda Banker. I'm Johnny Starr.
Yes, yes. Pyromaniacs Forum. It just seems like yesterday we were in your living room in Chicago.
Exit 1. Or exit 1. Yeah, that exit. Get off at the first exit. That's my house.
Yes. No,
yeah, episode 1.
April, I have the date. April something. Wow. April, where is it? Right here. April 28th, 2014, as Dino would say.
I remember that day because that was the first day I started rolling my eyes.
He's like, yeah, okay, we're going to do a pyro podcast. I see. We're going to do this every month. Yeah, okay, we'll see how long this lasts.
Yeah,
that's
look,
what he said. Yeah,
they said it couldn't happen.
Yeah.
They said it couldn't happen.
But how fitting is it to have the 50th episode on like the eve of July 4th? I mean, that's almost impossible
to
plan that. Starting in April of 2014 to say we're on episode 50 and it just happens to fall on the eve of the 4th
and,
of July.
And we've been to many places. We've talked to many people.
Yeah.
We've talked to many luminaries, and we've talked to everybody in the fireworks industry. We've gone to many countries.
I know we gave away a lot of cakes.
We gave away a lot of Fireworks Brigade cakes. We have a YouTube channel. Anybody, please subscribe to YouTube. Go to our YouTube channel. I think we need 100 subscribers, but we're getting there. And it was a lot of videos. We spent some money on some animation, and we put a GoPro on the picker and on a cart and the shopping cart, and
yeah, that was pretty cool.
We got our most interesting man commercials up there. So, and as you can hear, you guys are eating. So what I did while the first year we were here in Fargo, we did I did like a best of, right? And then the second year, which was last year, we did Poke the Bear, and we'd had all the times where we made fun of Dino, which
that was almost hilarious.
It could have been a 50 minute episode with just making fun of Dino. So so what I did this, and I'll give you guys a chance to digest your food and eat a little bit because it's a little bit longer, but I'll play this. So what I did was because we're doing video now, actually, so it's kind of fitting. And Ryan, the movie critic, he helped me with this. So I've done a movie trailer. So I imagine a Fireworks Brigade movie. Okay. And the movie is aptly titled, one of your favorite sayings. It's called Hate Crime.
Oh, Hate Crime. Oh,
The movie is Hate Crime. So, and we have a professional announcer, and there's some music behind everything. So it's about 4 minutes long. So listen to that, and after that, we'll get into the regular show. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Perfect.
It's a hate crime, and he's on my list.
He's on your list, dude.
He's on my list.
They call themselves the Fireworks Brigade. Their names are Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. From the guys who brought you Touch My Pork and Red and White Striped House of Death comes a familiar tale of whimsy and caution. They travel the globe.
My name's Ron the Banker.
And I'm Johnny Starr from Starr Firework.
We are in Fargo, North Dakota.
That's right, Mason City, Iowa.
Macau, China. Singapore.
It's Halloween in Hong Kong.
Las Vegas, Nevada. But we are actually in Kingsport, Tennessee.
VGI, Indiana.
We are at the NFA in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Casa Star in the Pedregal in Cabo San Lucas.
The Hotel California episode.
Senior Suite.
They speak with some of the biggest names. Everyone hopes to swim in their pool.
Call them the world-renowned pyrotechnician Charlie Harp. We're going to introduce Robin Chang here. He's from Lu Young. Now, this is Bob Blake right here. This is the vice president.
Jelly Blodgen right now.
This is Nancy Blodgen.
Raymond Greenwood, owner of Mr. Fireworks, Pauline.
We finally got a guest star.
Nick Como.
Famous guy from Canon Fireworks. Good rapport with Sally Hahn from Canon.
Yes,
and Ricky, of course. So
I'm Doug Berta.
Oh, Berta Fireworks?
James Beavis on the phone, and let's talk to him about fireworks in France.
We have John Malum from Blitz Fireworks.
Oh, yes.
Wow. Hi, I'm Jim DeBank.
It's Louie with Fireworks.
We have Erica Hirsch.
There's KK Lamb. He's our icon. Mr. Chuck Decker of Uncle Sam's Fireworks. Icon, once again, another icon in the fireworks industry.
Well, thanks, John.
Life is good for Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. In order to achieve greatness, it's inevitable and necessary that something should be destroyed. They poke the bear.
No, we don't poke the bear.
We
you guys stab him. We're beyond poking the bear. 34 episodes. Yes. And you guys only have 3 minutes of making fun
of me.
That's what
I mean. That's not bad. That's
I could have done a lot more. I feel sorry for Dino because every time he listens, yeah, we just hammer.
We aggravate him a lot. Yeah. So. He says we cause his drinking problem.
I should have jumped in the back seat at the McDonald's drive-thru.
There you go, yeah.
You got in trouble at a McDonald's drive-thru?
That's how
he got my DUI.
Yeah, fell asleep in a drive-thru.
You fell asleep in the drive-thru?
Well, service is slow. They as sure as Dino likes to drink his whiskey and drool, if you listen to me, I'll let you swim in my pool.
It's kind of like the Thundering Herd. You know, the Thundering Herd wins their fourth championship, he loses his.
They pan the critic.
Now, Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
No, it isn't. It's an action film.
Oh, wait. Hold on. All right.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It's an action film, John.
An action film.
Wait.
And prod their pals.
Do more shots every time somebody asks, where's Louie?
Oh, my God. That's a lot of shots.
We're going to be doing a lot of shots.
I don't know if we got enough pesos.
Their enemies unite to play a deadly game with human life.
I am here to kill as many casual film fans as I can. What do you want, you little hell sucker? What in the holy hell do we have here?
The only way for Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker to survive is to play by their rules. Fireworks Brigade Films, in association with Pyro Podcast Productions, presents Hate Crime.
Either you come into Star Fireworks in North Dakota and you buy $185 worth of stuff, or I'm coming to Turkey, and I'm getting justice. I'm going to rename his kids when I get there.
Oliver Platt, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Academy Award winner Leonardo DiCaprio as Johnny Starr.
I'm changing the kids' names.
Jesus.
It's a hate crime.
Only in theaters this holiday season. The critics all agree Hate Crime fails to improve on the sight of a blank screen viewed for the same length of time.
Wrap that phone cord around your neck when I get there.
Hate Crime.
Hate Crime.
The word, Brian. What is this job all about?
So the question is, would you pay $20 to see that movie?
I'd pay $25. I'm amazed at how you take all those excerpts and you just put them together. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's not easy. It takes quite a bit of time to do that.
Dino said, I don't really think you have a job.
I do have a job.
Does he have a day? I don't know how he has a day job because he does.
I really think he missed his calling though.
I was shot, and I probably left a few people out that week.
Oh, I'm sure you did.
I mean,
yeah.
And I tried to go through everything and remember every episode, and you know, in the beginning I used to take good notes, and then it kind of got away from me. We got there. So yeah, would you pay $20 to see that movie, Dino?
In a heartbeat, I would.
In a heartbeat.
Did you like who I had starring as you? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, as Johnny.
It's almost as bad as. Is the drug czar thinking that Sean Penn looks like him? What's his name again? See, once you go to jail and you're in the hole, basically, is what he's in. You know, he's in that solitary confinement.
Who, El Wapo or El Chapo?
Yeah, say you even forgot his name because see, that's what I mean. He could be the most powerful guy, but out of sight, out of mind, and that's. Kind of sad for me too, because once 4 July's over, they're like, who's Star Fireworks? Who's Johnny Star?
Right. Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah. But you know,
it's sad. It goes.
So it's
down
me and Al Chapo together now.
No. Well, I thought it was kind of neat to put us in a movie script. So so that was good. So let's talk fireworks. Pyro Purge. How's things going? It is the 4th of July, just about here.
Yeah,
so.
It's about the 4th of July. I'm going to start singing the final countdown pretty soon.
The 4th is on a Tuesday, which we haven't had since like 2006, I think we looked back.
Yeah, 2006. Yeah, that was the last one we had. And so far it's moving pretty good. Me and Dina were talking today. A lot of merchandise off the shelves. We did go through a lot. And it seemed that we never got hit real crazy, but with the six registers open, it seemed to move pretty fast.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Stocking's a breeze now with the we were talking earlier, Stockings at Breeze, now that they scan everything at the register. So it's a little bit harder at the registers, but it's really so much easier.
Right.
As far as the tape guns running out and, you know, missing the bullets and everything else. And then,
right.
Like even now, if something is misplaced somewhere, it still scans when it gets to the register as the right amount. Where right. before they would screw up and they would mark the 8016 firecrackers like the 4050s. It was right. it was just really a lot more headache.
Yeah. Well, and it's proper preparation, and Dino's been prepared. We've had enough staff.
Five P's.
Five P's.
Proper planning prevents poor performance, right?
That's it. We need that P thing.
Stop the P's from popping. We've got it handled. It's going fairly well. I mean, everything's going good, and we're at the fourth right now.
Yeah, I think the everything went real smooth from wholesale getting the orders out. We did a great job getting the orders out. Trucks are pulling in here.
So, what about any reports from the wholesalers coming in? Are they saying that the sales are good this year? Are they exceeding expectations?
I don't know. Based on what we've seen as coming returns, I think it's pretty good.
One wholesaler that's down $100,000 because some rich farmer in South Dakota decided to put an article in the paper that there's a fire ban and telling people not to go for fireworks, and this guy's down about $100,000.
But she lied? She's lying?
Well, there isn't a fire ban. It's dry, but according to the wholesaler out there, the grass is greener than he's ever seen. I mean, I don't know.
And the shelves are they're getting pretty bare, and the warehouse is pretty bare, and I think we've talked about that before. You did that by design this year.
Yes, we put a lot of thought into it. We put a lot of thought into it starting on the 6th of July when we took inventory. Yeah. And then we come back from PGI, and we put some stuff back in stock, and then went there in October with a pretty tight, sharp stocking list. It actually worked out. I don't think we could have done it really too much better.
And it's no longer just the fourth. I mean, we're shipping out now all the time.
Yeah. So
whether it's party candles or we're shipping out for Christmas season for people down south, I mean, we're always shipping something out.
Yeah, it seems to be. There was in the early year, we just locked the back door and go home for the winter, basically. But now it's pretty much full time, and it's been pretty busy. And we did a good job this year. I think Devin did a great job getting all the orders out and following through with all the customers, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, and that's not easy to do.
No, and especially when there's orders that didn't or products that didn't come in and stuff like that.
Right.
We're going to have a real big challenge next year because we need to restock a lot of items, and we hopefully China really gets them done.
Right.
Because this year, going into this year, we had a lot of merchandise in the warehouse. So it's a lot easier to fill orders when you have a ton of merchandise already sitting there.
Right.
When you don't have that merchandise, this could be, something that we haven't had in 2 years.
Right.
Starting now with the staple items, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's, it's a good thing to turn the stock over. And I think one of the things that helps here is, you have, for the most part, the same employees every year.
Yes.
They come back. And we even have, we have Chris out there now. We have our son Hunter here, and he's like all going gangbusters.
Yeah.
It's like stays in the family, and they love coming back. Keegan came back today to say hi. Given another year and a half, you'll have
Keegan,
a dental plan.
I can't wait for the dental plan.
The Starfireworks dental plan.
And Andy came back just to say hi, and Dylan was here. We haven't seen Dylan. And the funny thing is, I'm not even sure if you knew it, Dino, but if you look at the 2011 baseball picture on the wall, that is Nate in the picture.
Yeah, Nate's in the picture, and Dennis's grandson was here tonight with his daughter, and she was saying go pose by the picture because he's in one of them, too. He was on the Babe Ruth team that we sponsored a few years ago, too.
So that's what's kind of nice is it's a family-run operation, and we're all family here. And we take care of the employees, and they remember us. They're always stopping to say hello. We invited a few former employees to our big Friday night get-together for all the employees. We're going to Thunder Road. So that should be pretty good. Yeah,
I can't go.
Go karting. I'm going to be. That's rubbing is racing. So I'm going to hit them.
What is your other catchphrase?
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, and rubbing is racing. Yeah.
So I'm going after Isaac, a few of the guys in the warehouse. I mean, I'm out. You know, once again, I'll turn it into a hate crime.
Anything you ran out of that you didn't want to run out of that you wish you still had?
Bottle rockets.
Yeah.
Even though they're illegal here, but they still ask for them. And then once again, it's like, okay, I got them in the back. Hold on. It's like a big, it's a bottle rocket, for God's sakes.
We got enough fireworks brigade cakes. Yeah. We keep giving those away. Yeah. Dino loves giving them away.
Yeah, that bad marketing again. Yeah.
And Master of Rockets, do we have any left?
Two left.
Do I get one because I designed the label?
We'll give you a dummy sample. We'll give you the label. Let's give him the label, Dino. Put that in his backpack like the mothers put them little Lunchables in there.
We haven't done before, but I would play this for you. This will put a little starch in your shorts here. Listen to this. Now, this is enhanced.
What a cake.
That's the Master of Rockets. I'm proud to say that's
you did a good
like
job.
I didn't do anything. You did it all. I just came up with a label and paid the guy to make the label.
The label is very good, though.
Yeah, but
sold the cake.
No, but just listening to that. I mean, that's like, it's got those, you know, there's an old saying in baseball, you can always tell when a player is going to be really good because the ball just makes a different sound coming off the bat. A firework, you can tell when it's good. It just got that sound. And then it's just that crackle. I hope by listening to it makes people want to buy it, although we're out.
I got garbage over here. There's a lot more coming in, so it's an awesome.
There's a lot more coming in. Maybe I'll get one of those.
You might get one of those,
All right, so.
We'll try and take care of you.
Look at the top page here. We've talked about, let's do a little news. We talked about this story before.
Mm-hmm.
Pacifica, California. Police will be using a mobile app to give residents the opportunity to report illegal fireworks as July 4th approaches. The app is called Nail 'Em, and it was tested last year around the 4th, being made available to residents this year for free. You and I have talked about this story a couple times, and, you know, it was on our radar, and we always were like, oh, yeah, that's great. You know, it's another thing to deal with and all that stuff. But then if you look at the next story, this is from SACBEE.com or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out this Nail'Em app to help officials track illegal fireworks and trends in hotspots. It was developed last year by TNT Fireworks, one of two companies allowed to sell fireworks in Sacramento County. That seems a little bit like a conflict of interest, doesn't it? These guys are making an app to catch people from using fireworks, yet they make fire. That'd be like Jack Daniels making breathalyzers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it makes no sense. What's up? Can you guys explain this, or what are your thoughts on this?
It's so annoying to me because... See, once a family makes so much money like this family in fireworks and other things as they are into, then all of a sudden they start, you know, once again, trying to preach to everybody, and they become like, kind of like the movie stars preach, you know, politics to us now, you know,
or and a company star, like this, Bono getting up there telling us to feed the hungry.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, what kills me is, and I've always said, people just can't get it. TNT Fireworks is all about selling safe and sane fireworks to the box stores, Costco, and all that, because they have that market locked in. Nobody can get into it.
Right.
So now they don't want anyone else to play in the market at all. And if they had their wish, and there's, you know, people agree, and real pyros know, if they had their wish, they would like to do away with all these fireworks that go up in the air because they want to be the only one left standing. And I don't understand that in anyone. We have a competitor here in Fargo, same way. He thinks he's going to be the last one standing, and he doesn't realize he's older than me. He's going to die first anyways. And this TNT, same way, without real fireworks, and I call them real fireworks, aerial fireworks, there will be no need for safe and sane fireworks, because safe and sane fireworks only exist because their true pyro is teaching their children about fireworks at a young age and
it gives the
and
kids
progressing
something to
them.
Do.
Yes.
Yeah, that they come
while in. The parents play.
Right.
And if the parents can't play, they're not going to come in a store like this and just buy a bunch of little kiddie stuff for the kids because
no.
the 4th of July doesn't have any meaning anymore. But they just don't
no.
get it.
Yeah, well, but they have yeah. this, you know.
It's so now they have this app.
Right.
So, yes, basically, if you don't buy it from them, they don't want you buying anything from anyone else.
Right.
Because they call that illegal, and they, once again, it's all right. about control with
right.
them.
Right, yeah, it's like I said, it's like the people at Jack Daniels making a breathalyzer if you get caught with beer on your breath. Yeah. You know, it's like they don't mind if you drink the Jack, but they want you to, you know, you can't drink anything else. It makes no sense that a company like TNT Fireworks would make this app.
Yeah, so if anybody buys fireworks from TNT, you are just damaging the fireworks industry in general. And if you don't believe that, I mean, here's proof. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this thing submits the reports through the app automatically sent to the nearby fire department. This fire department chief is Jason Lee. Sacramento Fire Department says he's getting 10 to 12 notifications a night, and the number will go up in the weekend. Well, of course they will. But, yeah. I mean, who?
And I hope TNT's happy that the very same people that they survived on all these years when they were small, they're putting putting them, not, I'm not going to say they're putting them in jail, but they're costing them fines and whatever
right.
else.
Right.
You know, so once again, they don't need your business anymore, obviously, because they have so much money, they got someone to develop an app to nail the other people who are buying bay from
right.
somewhere else.
Right. What do you think, Dino? What are your thoughts on this TNT app?
Well, I agree with John. We've made these people rich over the years, not us, but the general public in reality, but...
Does anybody ever come here? And you know,
TNT was in town. We ran them out.
Your TNT was in Fargo.
They were in Fargo with their buy one get one freeze.
Oh, remember
but
them.
Everything was double.
Yeah.
And we ran them out of town. They didn't have a
yeah.
They
lasted 2 years. And,
2 years.
They didn't. I mean, their fireworks are just general fireworks. Their tactic in China is get it as cheap as possible.
Of course.
And, you know, when you're a big company like that, they make these factories so many promises. They're going to buy so many cases, and then they don't buy them. And then they raise havoc wherever they go on other people's expense and ruin other people's livelihoods. And this is a clear
right.
example of, you know.
Right. Yeah. So if these people get their way, something like you just heard, that Master of Rockets will cease to exist.
Yeah, it's a slippery slope.
Or you'll make more money because you'll have to go underground and sell them, right?
Yeah.
And you'll sell drugs. Yeah. It's like drugs, right?
Yeah. And then if you are underground selling fireworks, these people want to get you in trouble for it.
Yeah. They'll treat you like
but
a terrorist.
But they forget that they start out as bootleggers themselves. See, most every pyrotechnician I've ever talked to, and Dino can attest to this, everyone we've ever talked to at all the PGIs and everywhere else, and that's a whole other story, but all these people we ever talked to, if you ask them how they started when they were a little kid selling fireworks
bootleg.
Out of the trunk of their car,
yeah,
or they were selling at a roadside stand.
Right.
John Blogin told us he was 13 years old when he started
Nancy
selling.
Nancy told us about
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
he
yeah.
was telling us about how he started his fireworks company.
I think one of the first stories we talked about on April back in 2014 was how you would drive the car with the fireworks
yeah.
in your trunk. That's how I met you, basically.
And that's how these people became... a success. And then
TNT,
all
yeah.
these years later and all these millions of dollars, now all of a sudden after they got everybody in their after they got everyone in their pockets, now all of a sudden they want to be like the do-gooders.
Right. And you briefly touched on PGI. Do we want to go into that now or are we going to wait?
I want to go into that now. I have a phone call that scheduled with Paul Smith, the president of the PGI Thursday the 6th.
Right.
On Thursday the 6th. Because of, you know, we've always done a booth at the PGI in Class C. We've always done a booth and the chemical sales. And now they decided to ban all the old supporters of PGI and all the Class C vendors. And now they elected...
All the guys like you.
Yeah, now they elected to hire 4 companies to do the fireworks vending for the whole PGI. 4 companies, of course. Phantom Fireworks, the biggest, TNT, probably tied or the second biggest, or vice versa. Then you got Winco, which is a huge Black Cat operation, and you also have FOA, Fireworks Over America out of Indiana. So now you have these four companies.
These behemoth companies.
Yeah, who never really supported PGI because that was for the little guy, and that's just a trailer trash people.
Right. It's literally in trailer parks everywhere. Yeah. We've done
and, you know,
there,
those
yeah.
these big four companies are the big guys over at APA. They're not at the PGI. That's beneath them.
Right.
Well, now I find it very funny that the PGI has elected to hire these people or to support them who've never supported PGI. And TNT being one of them is the one they chose. And now all this happens, and on the PGI website, in the PGI forum, you may call it PGI Pyro page, they're talking about how this is crazy, how TNT is doing this. And I'm the only one that rebuts the statement and says the PGI is already contracted
right
TNT to be a sole provider. Now we're on the PGI website saying nobody should ever buy any product from TNT. Well, they should be kicked out of the PGI because that is not promotion of the guild.
Right.
That
right.
is ruination of the guild.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so it just amazes me how the board of pyros would elect a company by not realizing, if they're true pyros, they would know what TNT is all about.
Right. It seems there's a big, huge conflict of interest there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. Why would you allow them? You know, why would you make them one of the biggest sponsors of this thing if they're
and they've never been a supporter of it before?
Somebody's probably getting their pockets lined.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, yeah, allegedly, we can't say for
so,
sure.
And now this phone call on Thursday is going to be about why they don't want me to sell in chemical sales when I've always sold in both, because their new rule now is nobody who sold Class C can be in chemicals.
Sounds like the Johnny Star rule.
Yeah, it sounds like something I would do. Yeah.
Well, no, but it sounds like they're developing this rule just to blackball you to keep you out because, yeah. I mean, this all came from last year's NFA. There was issues going on.
Yeah, PGI.
I'm sorry, yeah, Pyrotechnic.
Yeah.
Guild.
And we were one of many companies that did not get shut down. Out of the 20 some vendors, three got shut down.
Some got shut down because they thought that they had overstuffed product.
Yeah. And then there's people out there claiming that they're fireworks experts when they provide us with no qualifications. That's like saying you are a doctor, but yet you have no background.
Right, right.
No educational background for being a doctor.
What do you expect or what do you hope to come out of this phone call?
Well, I hope out of the phone call that they realize that since I've been a Class C vendor and also a chemical salesperson, I should be allowed to vend in chemical sales. And I don't like the fact that people hide behind emails. So the phone call is very good because you have to explain to me over the phone. In person would be a lot better, but of course we live in two different states. But at least a phone call is good, and he's agreed to do it. And
I'll be here next month for PGI.
So yeah,
maybe
we're gonna
think we can get an interview with one of these guys.
We might get an interview with maybe Paul Smith. We might get an interview with that first vice president, John Steinberg.
Who's gonna what?
He's gonna have a heart attack.
We might get some people there.
We got
20 interview.
Boxes of Cracker Jacks back there, the good ones.
Yeah, that's great. We are gonna have a heart attack now. But
anyway. Oh, is that why he's gonna have a heart attack?
Yeah,
because
they could have been sold already.
Yeah,
that's why I asked you if you're out. I knew those were here.
I just saw them right now.
Oh, we gotta get that product on the floor.
She said they
were
the bad ones. Well, that's what we always find. It's like you have to be really good at Easter egg hunts here because we find yes. stuff in all areas.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
But anyway, I mean, moving along, I wish the PGI much success. I always do because I am a proud supporter of them and I've always been part of their guild for many years.
Yeah.
But they should put a little bit more thought and effort into before they make these rash decisions based on their own personalities getting involved in some of this stuff. And this is really what they needed, a wake-up call that you are supporting a fireworks company that is supporting other people to get you in trouble by having this app.
Yeah, I agree. Well, hopefully we can talk to somebody from PGI or something next time, and hopefully you get your due in court and you get to
at least show up at PGI and say hi.
Yeah, no, I will definitely be at PGI. I am a member, and I'll be walking around. I won't be vending. It's going to be almost like a lost puppy dog for me.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm going to want some answers. And
yeah, you deserve
and
them.
You,
Do you have anybody else with you, like a class action type thing? You got other people to help you out, or is it just you, like Don Quixote?
No, we're the only ones that actually do both.
Yeah.
We're selling in the chemical.
Yeah, we company. Are the only company that does both. You know?
Oh, okay. So you kind of have a loophole vendors. To get in still with the chemicals, but they're trying
and now they're just trying to block
blackmail you out of that completely.
Block me out of it. And
they're like, a son of a gun, we forgot that Star does chemicals.
Both, yeah. And now it's like, how do we block them from that?
Yeah.
And once again, it's the guild taking it personal, and it wasn't done by us. It wasn't done by many, but there are always a few, and you know, you get over and you move on. That's it. But we're going to have a good, we're going to have a nice talk with them at the PGI anyway.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the next episode. What happened? Go to this page here. This is a little thing. This is from Scientific American. America's right to bear fireworks are growing, according to this. This is recent. This is from June 30th. Currently, if you go to page 2, currently Americans are shooting off almost 1 pound of fireworks each year for every man, woman, and child. And this figure has grown rapidly in recent years from half a pound in 2000. In 1976, the United States Bicentennial, the figure was just 1/10 of a pound annually. So,
see, I find that hard to believe. Because in the 70s, I know for a fact how many people, and you know, you realize this too, Dino, in the 70s, how many, you know, every time you drove down to Florida with your parents, we stop at a fireworks stand or whatever.
All the time.
And these places were open 24 hours. I mean, if you look at any old movie or any TV show, they always show like a 4th of July and you'll see everybody playing with fireworks and all that. I remember going to town parties in Wisconsin and people are running around with sparklers and yeah.
I don't know. I
find it hard to believe. I could see it being up from year 2000, but I can see it being up from the 70s because I really thought.
There's more people.
The population has grown.
Well, population has grown, but the only difference is too, we didn't have the 500 gram cakes way back then.
It
so
weighs more.
I guess maybe if you think about it that way with their weight and all that, because we only had 200 gram cakes and we had a lot more novelty items. Yeah.
Right. There's some interesting stuff in here. Today, only 3 states, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and Delaware, completely prohibit individuals from owning and using any type of fireworks. All the rest allow usage in some form. Iowa, it talks about Iowa's recent one. Back in 2000, roughly 1/3 of all fireworks hurled into the sky were done for professional displays, the kind that light the sky for New Year's and 4th of July. By 2016, professional displays comprised less than 10%.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So consumers bringing on bottle rockets. Here's the whole thing just about bottle rockets.
Yeah.
Of the 1.2 billion in of the 1.2 billion in total revenue of the fireworks industry collected in 2016, about 70% was for consumer products.
Wow.
So
that's pretty impressive.
Are you getting 70% of that 1.2 billion?
Oh, I know one. I know one company's not going to get is TNT.
let's skip this next one. We're going to try and save some time here. I got a couple other stories for you here. Let's see. Winco Fireworks launches first ever wireless firework device for consumers with Bluetooth. Did you guys ever see this?
I heard about it. It's off of your telephone. It's pretty sharp. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Firefly is the only wireless device that allows consumers to design and safely launch a fireworks show through their Bluetooth smart device. Is that kind of like those things you got now, except you'll just use your phone?
Use your phone, yes.
What do you call that thing?
We use the Cobra system, which is a wireless system, but this is through your phone, so it's going to be actually pretty sharp. What I find interesting, that the talons you use, you know, the wire that you use to ignite it is reusable. I don't know how that,
the ones you have now, it's a buck of thing.
It's a one-shot deal, but this new wireless system, those are reusable. So I'm kind of interested to see what it looks like when I see it. A friend of mine showed me a picture of it, 2 nights ago when he was here. And I was shocked how it's a reusable, basically a reusable talon.
Wow. Yeah, that does sound, because some people, I think they get a little bit turned off when they realize it costs them a buck a wire, basically, and then it's no good anymore. Do you call that quick match? Is that the quick match?
No, that's an e-match.
E-match, okay. Yeah. Quick match, e-match, I don't know. Here's another. Police in California have seized thousands of pounds of illegal fireworks. Here are some notable busts. The size, you don't have that paper. I have it. Long Beach police found more than 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks worth about $30,000 in a makeshift garage setup. They also found cash and PCP.
Once again, yeah. So basically, it's the cash and the PCP that is really a big problem here. Fireworks are just because it's a holiday.
And then it goes on to say, all varieties of fireworks are illegal in the city of Long Beach. What about the PCP?
Yeah.
Here's another one. Undercover sting operation in Visalia led to fire inspectors and detectives taking more than 1,200 pounds of illegal fireworks Friday. Here's another one. Alameda County.
1,200 pounds is like 24 cases.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, when you think about it, 24, you know, average case, even maybe, 30 cases. They weigh 40 pounds, but still, it's like 30 cases.
And that's not even that explosive mass. Yeah. Most of it's cardboard.
Here's one with 3,000 pounds of illegal fireworks.
It's 60 cases.
This is, Alameda.
Show some more at me, no.
Alameda County Sheriff's deputies raided a warehouse Friday. 3,000 pounds of illegal fireworks. The operation involved a juvenile suspect who attempted to flee but was caught. I read this story as I was thinking, if Johnny would have attempted to flee, he would have got away.
I would have got away.
Dino, maybe not so much. You would have got away.
He doesn't like to run.
There we go. We're starting with me again.
But the bottom line is, if you are running from the police from fireworks, turn around and start shooting them at them. shoot some of those Roman candles. Just don't try and run with them. They weigh you down.
Oh man, the numbers, they stagger me though with how could you have that much fireworks sitting in your garage?
Yeah, well, it's back in the day, that was nothing for me. They would have raided my house years ago. It would have been thousands and thousands of pounds.
That's a Tuesday afternoon for you. Yeah. So
that's a slow day.
Larry Lomaz, I got a story. I got a thing from him. July of 98.
We should try and contact Larry Lomaz and
from the dead.
From the dead.
You want to do that next time?
Yeah, we might have to do that next time.
We talked to Adam West briefly.
I guarantee that Larry Lomaz might not be. Oh my God.
I can still do it. You want to talk to Larry Lomaz?
I thought something blew up.
No.
You said a heart attack.
That's the Larry Lomaz music. You want to talk to him? Larry?
We can try and summon some there.
Okay, well, Larry, I'm reading a story, Lomaz versus Hennessy. Do you know anything about this? Some people, you brought this action for alleged violations of your constitutional rights because a couple was prosecuting you. You were described this as a scheme to drive you out of your fireworks business. At the time you brought the suit, you owned and operated Midwest Fireworks, and both of which were businesses engaged. So you claim somebody was trying to get you out of Midwest Fireworks. Is that something you would always do, Larry?
Ron, I'm a vivacious litigator, they always said.
Is that what they say?
And I won most of my cases.
It sounds like you're more like Adam West.
No, not Adam West. This is Larry Lomaz. I'm a little slower now after sitting in hospice for 9 months.
Oh, okay. This thing reads like, Larry, did you pay your lawyers at least for all this work?
I never paid a lawyer for anything.
Larry, I know, you and John were friendly, but, you taught John a lot of stuff. If John's not here right now, if there's something you would want to tell John from the great beyond, what would it be?
Don't pay the radio station. I never paid the radio station for ads.
Oh, we forgot to put you in the echo chamber. Oh, good God. Reading these things, it makes me dizzy, though. But, I mean, this guy, you could read stories and stories about how this guy sued people.
They actually, they banned him from representing himself because he was, that's what they call him, he's a vivacious litigator, because he would just sue and litigate and just tie you up in court forever. That's really what he really should have been a lawyer. He really would have been a good trial lawyer.
Yeah,
because he was the best. Yeah,
I
loved a good fight.
We were telling the story today in the lunchroom how we made Kenny Chesney cheeseburgers.
Yes, when he didn't pay,
he didn't pay Kenny Chesney. Well, Kenny Chesney's doing all right now.
He didn't get Kenny Chesney. you know, you're supposed to supply the band with dinner.
Oh, yes,
and
yes.
He didn't, you know, once again, oh, I forgot it, you know, but then we made him cheeseburgers and his van's parked out there, and that was it, you know. And Kenny Chesney was nobody back then. I mean,
no.
We should have got some pictures with Kenny Chesney.
Well, had we known.
Had we known, yeah.
Yeah, well, and back in that, those days, we didn't have phones with
But
cameras.
Actually, that year he did do that. It was, whatever, a country music star of the year or something like that.
Probably
it was his first year,
up
Kenny
and coming,
Chesney.
Yeah.
He had some award. He was, and even Larry once again made everything sound like it was going to be this big, huge turnout. We got daiquiri machines and cheeseburgers and brats, and he's like, and then he comes out with that baseball hat and says, I wouldn't make so many daiquiris. You know, I think he sold like 12 tickets, but you know, listening to Larry, he made it sound like it was going to be a cast of 3 million people out there. Yeah.
Excuse me, I don't even remember. How many people were there?
It was about 150, maybe the tops.
Yeah, and we sold our
sold cheeseburgers and some brats. No, hot dogs and cheeseburgers.
That was the trip where my now ex-wife came, you and your wife came. She came just so I can impregnate her, and we had my kid that weekend.
Yeah, that was
my
that
son
was
conceived.
Yeah, that was and then as soon as she got done, she flew home. She did not even stay.
No, she
like
didn't
the,
stay.
Yeah.
Had she known it was Kenny Chesney, she might have, you know.
Never even saw her that weekend. Never saw her. Never went out for dinner. She just flew in. That was it, you know.
You never saw no.
Never saw her that weekend.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. Never saw her.
Really?
Yeah.
I that was like a whole, that whole weekend was just a blur to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
and now at least that's all gone. That's good. That's over. And your son now is 18 years old, 19 years old, right? 18, 17.
He's 18 going 18. To college.
18 going to college. Look at that.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So here, here's something else for you, John.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Right. Yeah.
That's my old favorite,
you got the music.
Yeah. Tony Soprano and Paulie sitting in front of a sausage shop.
Yeah. That's a good picture right there.
That's a good picture, yeah. That's how. See, me and Dino should dress up a lot more.
Yeah. And those
we should dress up a lot more like that, Dino.
The gray suits?
Yeah. We should go one year to PGI just in suits like that.
Maybe this year.
Yeah.
All right, well, so the reason I'm bringing up the Sopranos is we got a lot of... Well, please check out our YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
We got some animation on there, but we got a lot of compliments about the gangster, the Roth scene, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm make a wish for you. You wanted to say the lines, and had you animated. So we got a lot of feedback on that. So I was thinking maybe we can, like, every once in a while we'll do a fireworks-themed gangster. We'll change it to fit the fireworks, but we'll do a gangster theme because we've done acting before, but it was long plays and we need a lot of people. But now we could just do me and you or whatever.
Sure.
And since it's our 50th episode, Dino wanted to be in this, and I thought it was more fitting than that. So we have the scene. Wait, here it is. It's from Made in America. This is from The Sopranos. This is the last episode. This is episode 21 of season 6.
See, we lasted longer than The Sopranos.
Yes. Well, this was episode 21 of season 6.
Yeah.
So. And this is, hold on. I got my notes here. So this scene here is, this is the last scene Tony and Paulie Walnuts are together. Basically, Tony asked Paulie to take over the old Aprile crew because Christopher just got whacked, right? Or didn't Tony kill him, basically?
Tony basically just put him out of his misery because he was hurt in a car accident.
So, and at first, Paulie's hesitant because of all the bad luck that had befallen the crew, the previous capos, but changes his mind after clever persuasion from Tony. So, you know, if you want to, if you just Google last scene Tony Soprano, Paulie Walnuts, this pops right up. But I got a script here. I figured you and Dino could play it out. Dino will be, and somebody was... bold enough today, one of your employees should be Paulie Walnuts and Dino should be.
I can't get over that.
Dino should be Tony Soprano. I said, there's
I'm
no.
I'm flattered.
And like I told that guy, on the go-karts, I'm after him. I mean, I've turned this into a hate crime.
This is what Wikipedia is actually cool. It tells you all the people that Paulie Walnuts killed.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, look at this. So anyway, so you want to try and do this?
Yeah, let's try and do it.
All right.
We always like to have a little fun on this
show. Yeah, yeah. You know your motivation, right?
Yes.
You know your motivation. Yes. All right, so now this narrator stuff is pre-recorded. I could do the narration stuff, but since I paid this guy $5, I'll use his.
Okay.
And he's got like a kind of a cool like gangsterish voice. So.
Oh, you got a cool gangsterish voice.
No, no, not as good as him. So we're going to let this guy do it. So, and I got sound effects and everything. So places, everybody. Take one.
Okay.
Here we go.
It's a chilly, bright spring afternoon in Fargo. Outside Star Fireworks, Johnny Starr and Rhonda Bank are sitting at the familiar curbside table. The occasional automobile passes by, spewing exhaust while the two guys sit alone at one of the three cafe tables covered with red and white checkered tablecloth. A single customer enters the store. A pedestrian walks by. The men are wearing leather jackets. Ron's trying to get an early season tan by reflecting the sun onto his face, using one of them folding silver panel thingies. Ron's relaxed while John appears kind of anxious. There's been a sudden and unexpected opportunity to run a fireworks stand in Grand Forks, and John wants to know if Ron will accept the offer to run his own crew.
So?
Ron gently folds the silver sun-reflected thingy and places it on the table, and thoughtfully, respectfully, answers the question.
With all due respect, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart, I'm gonna pass.
I don't frickin' believe this. Why?
Every guy who ran that crew died prematurely.
Ah, come on.
I beat Weight Watchers. You've got no idea what that does to you.
Yeah, I know, but really.
Ron the banker, Keegan, MIA, Devin, and who knows what the heck with that Steve, Brady.
Brady died taking a dump on the toilet.
Doesn't mean it's not part of an overall pattern.
Dino, are you going to deny yourself life-changing money, a package to leave your son? It's like your obsession with the cat. The animal catches mice for us, but you drown it.
I would.
He's not looking at Larry Lomaz. A rat died in the wall back there. Some nonsense.
I moved the picture. The darn thing came to the new spot and stared.
It's the abstract shapes or something. Tell you this. Since he's dead, my bottle rocket sales have been done a 180.
Oh, okay. It's fine for you to believe stuff, but I can't worry about a jinx.
Ron, he goes silent as Johnny turns away, eyeing a couple walking down the street. Ron's about to inform John of a life-changing event that he's never shared with a living soul.
John, I never told this to another living soul, but...
Yeah?
One time at the Bing, I was alone to meet Junior. I saw the Virgin Mary.
Out of Virgin Mary. Why don't you say something? Heck, with strippers, we could have had a shrine, sold holy water in gallon jugs. Could have made billions.
I tell you something deep in my heart, and you laugh it off.
I'm not saying there's nothing out there, but to not live your life, what the heck are you going to do? You don't want the job. You don't want the job. I put Jeffrey in there. He's going to be a big part of the family now. It'd be good.
Jerk. You always know what to say to me, don't you?
No, I'm serious.
I live but to serve you, my leash.
Johnny pets Ron on the shoulder, stands up, and walks away. He knows he's back Ron into a corner. Ron knows he's been manipulated. Ron accepts his fate as he unfolds a silver panel thingy and again attempts to reflect the sun onto his face. Just as he looks up to catch the sun, a stray cat walks by, stops in front of the table, and just lies there on the ground.
Well, that was pretty good.
Wow, what a scene. I really like to bring that Sopranos back. Of course, Gandolfini's dead, so that's not going to help us.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. They talked about a movie for quite a while, but then that just never...
They should have done a movie like they did with The Entourage. That turned out to be a great movie, The Entourage movie.
A lot of people didn't like it.
Really? I thought it was great.
It didn't get good reviews. A lot of people kind of panned that
movie. What did our movie critic say about it? Or was he just... He's not really into that stuff.
Oh, Ryan?
Ryan.
I'll have to ask him.
It wasn't a Christmas movie.
Yeah. It wasn't a Christmas movie, so... Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
But it certainly had... That had some Christmas theme.
No, this not the Entourage movie.
Oh, I believe in Christmas. the guy gets a producer part in a big movie. In the movie it's a blockbuster of a movie.
Yeah.
After they led you all to believe that it was gonna fail.
Oh, okay.
What more do you want for Christmas?
I hear you.
I wanted a bike. I never got it. This guy got a whole movie.
I know.
So it's a Christmas movie.
All right, I'll go with you on that. So, no more fireworks. Let's wrap this up. I got the two of you guys here. You guys sometimes you butt heads a little bit. So we're gonna do six questions.
Six questions.
This will be easy. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll give you an example. So I'll say to you first: Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Coke.
All right. So we'll do another example: steak, lobster.
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 Oh, really? Okay.
We agree on everything.
Yeah. All right. So we got the ideas, right?
Yeah,
so
I got it.
All right, Johnny. Bikini?
Yeah.
Or one piece?
Bikini.
Dino.
Bikini.
All right. You guys should get along better. All right.
He guesses everything I ever eat every night.
I think this one you're going to like. All right. Ready? Archie Bunker? Al Bundy?
Archie Bunker.
Al Bundy.
Ah, there we go. We have a difference here. I like Al Bundy.
Well, John likes the racist. I like the stupid funny.
Yeah. And Ron, you're more like Archie Bunker. I think you're Archie Bunker and Al Bundy rolled into one.
Me, personally?
Yeah,
Where do you get that from?
You're wound tight. Everyone tells me how tight you are. But you know what they said in Cabo San Lucas? They're like, wow, we never seen Ron so relaxed. He says, you calm him down. I said, well, he finds comforts in my friendship.
I do find comfort.
Yeah. Everybody's relaxed. I'm relaxed in Mexico, too. I mean, it's just...
No, Ron's been in Mexico many times, and he's wound tight.
Well, you know what? Because I'm always chasing Sammy Hagar around the town with my brother-in-law, Tom.
You know, when Ron's not with me, he's got to follow that brother-in-law, and he's got Louie they're looking for.
Where's
Louie? Paul don't want to walk. But see, when you're with me, everything doesn't matter, you know? I don't know if he ever told you the funny story. We parked a car at 3 o'clock in the afternoon out in front of the sports book.
For
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Valet Park. We come back at 2 a.m. There's no car. There's no valet guy. Ron's like, I think we got a problem here. I'm like, nah, there's no problem. So I go inside the casino, and Ron thinks I'm going to get the manager or something like that. And then all of a sudden, when I'm in the casino, the car magically appears, and Ron comes looking for me in the casino, and he sees that I'm at the popcorn machine getting popcorn out. Because when I went in there, I remember how good the popcorn tasted. See, Ron was all worried that...
I'm spinning myself into the ground.
And I'm getting popcorn. I'm not even worried about this.
I know why sometimes you want to strangle him.
Yeah.
And Ron's like, you're getting popcorn? I'm like, yeah, they got great popcorn here. And he's like, you're not worried about the car? I'm like, why would I worry about a car? I valeted it. We had a ticket.
I guess. And I guess at the end of the day, it's not like we could have just walked up the
mountain.
I
got to walk up the mountain.
Or called the cab. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Once you get to home on a mountain, really nothing else matters.
I guess that's it. That's what I need. I don't have a home on a mountain. So
once you get to home on a mountain, who cares about a car?
That's it. Yeah. It's a pretty sweet home on the mountain. All right, here's the next one. We'll let Dino go first on this one. All right, Dino, you ready?
I'm ready.
Dangerfield or Rickles?
Rickles.
I'm going Rickles.
Rickles,
I saw him for his 90th birthday.
Yeah, okay.
Look how young he was.
Those
are
the good ones.
All right. Devin just walked in. We're pointing out we still have some product.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more. Here,
surprised we didn't find it on the 5th. Usually we do. Yeah.
All right, we got another one. Pac-Man, Space Invaders.
Oh, Pac-Man.
I don't think I'm going Space Invaders.
Yeah.
See, you could tell Space he's Invaders. Older.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going Space Invaders.
He's in a different era.
He was, Dina was like number one at that pinball joint you took us to. That he was Galactica all the way.
Yeah, Galaga.
Galaga.
Yeah. So, all right, last one. I think this one, I'm interested to see what you'll say. Fantasy Island, Gilligan's Island.
The plane.
Fantasy Island all the way.
Ah, so I'd rather watch Gilligan's Island all the way.
And we live, me and Dino live in a fantasy island.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us.
Oh, man. So, well, that's it. It's the 4th of July. Happy 4th.
What's so happy about it?
Well, it's
the final countdown.
Can we play that song?
I'll play it for you. I don't have it handy, but oh, wait, I might actually have it. I'd have to do a bunch of stuff.
That's okay. Yeah, it's, the best day and the worst day all in one.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you would not believe how many text messages came in this afternoon and later on tonight from China wishing me happy 4th of July. You know, and it's not even 4th of July for me, but it's their 4th of July, and they're wishing me happy 4th of July when it's not happy for me.
Yeah. Everybody wants to swim in your pool.
I want the 3rd of July to last.
There you go.
Yeah, the final countdown. Look at that.
I got it for you.
I'm telling you, you missed this calling.
Yeah.
See how good I am?
You're a professional.
And while this music plays, you're going to sing it for us?
I wish I could, yeah.
Sammy?
As soon as we get down with this, we're going to just play another sad song of Adele, and I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
What? And you know what? We passed out a whole ton of those Fireworks Brigade cakes, and we played games with people. We had them do fireworks trivia and stuff.
Yeah.
And I got about 4 or 5 interviews, and people want to hear them. I'll be honest with you, I've been working so hard, I haven't time to edit them. So I'm going to put those at the end of this podcast, right after. So listen to the music at the end here, our usual outgoing music, and you'll hear all the interviews that we did with the people. It's some very fun. Oh, yeah, so when you listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you listen to it, you'll be able to hear all the people and how they were answering the questions, and Casey helped out. She interviewed a couple people. I interviewed a couple people, and everybody's right. Always happy to be. Although everybody's always happy to be at Star. But let me ask you something. I've never seen this happen before.
Huh.
We had people come in and actually cry. They broke down and cry.
Yes.
Did
yes.
you hear about this, Dino? Do you know the story?
No.
Yes. We're talking about the. Well, we have a couple actually. We have the one guy that came in. Yesterday to pick up some kid stuff, and his mother was 82 years old.
Oh yeah, I know.
And she passed away from dementia. And then when he was there and he was watching our grand finale, and it was my dad's 82nd birthday, we did the grand finale for, and one of the salesmen, Nate, was out there talking to him. So it gave him the idea to maybe do something like we did for his mom. And he just loved it, I guess. And the reason I found out he loved it so much, he came in today, and Nate was kind enough to get me out there to see him. And he explained how he just loved it. And I did not even know that his mother was a twin. So when they saw the double trouble go out with the two Girandolos, like her and her sister going up to heaven, you know. So he really, yeah, he literally was very teary-eyed, which made me teary-eyed, but I was happy. That he liked it, and then he actually bought the same show again tonight to do.
They wanted to do the same show twice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said
they were like crying.
Yeah, he said her 90-year-old brothers were there, and they were just in awe. They wanted to stay for the fireworks and everything like that. So it was really, yeah, it was very heart-touching. And then we have another lady that her brother always spends a lot of money on fireworks with us, and we do her customizer show. And then she had me make a couple shells for her. With the remains. Unfortunately, we have not got those shells back yet. I really feel bad about that, but we'll get them to her probably after the 4th, unfortunately. But then she'll do them whatever, maybe New Year's Eve or something like that. But that was really nice.
Yeah, it's anybody who would want to do away with something like that, something that makes so many people feel so good. I mean, just like anything else, there's going to be people who abuse it and people can get hurt and do whatever, but if you do it the right way and you do it responsibly, it makes so many people feel good. Why would you want to take that away from people? I mean, just to see the look in their face. Today there was actually people like sitting on the floor in Star Fireworks and like looking at all the stuff they had to make sure they didn't have duplicates. They were just, it was like they were in a library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe for a next podcast, we should get TNT on as an interview and I can just blast away at them. How about that?
I'm there. Let's go. Let's do it.
Talk about a hate crime movie. That's a good movie.
Well, we know they're going to be here for PGI. If you get
well, see,
they're not even going to be here.
What do you mean they're not going to be here? That's the funny thing. How does this work?
No, see, they're just going to typical big companies. They just ship the fireworks in, let the little peons handle them like volunteers,
right?
And then they just send someone to pick them back up. See, once again, big companies, they hide behind those big corporate umbrellas. They hide behind. That's why they call it phantom. Fireworks. You don't even know who he is.
You don't know who it is. And anybody who wants to know who Johnny Starr
is,
it's
real easy.
Half your employees can't even believe you're the boss. You work so hard.
Yeah, I'll be on the picker, and they'll be like, "Who's that guy in the picker?" Yeah. Gotcha.
We're gonna have a surprise for you coming up soon. We're gonna have, how we have all these most interesting man commercials.
Yeah.
We're gonna have the second most interesting man. It's gonna be Dino.
Nice.
The the second most interesting man in fireworks, Dino.
He's interesting, yeah. man. I don't know about in fireworks, but he's interesting, yeah.
Well, we already had two of them. What was one of them was, what was the first one?
Was I don't it? Even remember.
Oh, come on. It was the first one. It was good.
Johnny Starr, the most interesting man. ATF agents once rode bicycles down their street.
No, but what was the one we were going to say about you?
Oh, I think I got a good one for Dino.
One of them was...
I don't always finish my night with alcohol, but when I do, I stop at the windbreak.
No. We had a good one. The one was he joined Planet Fitness because he thought it was a planetarium. What was the other one?
I don't remember right now.
Oh,
he drank his Jack Daniels faster than Quick Match could light the bomb.
There you go. We're gonna animate.
Well, we have a lot of these.
What was it? There was a perfect one. Oh well, whatever. Anyway, it's been fun.
You wrote them down, didn't you?
No, I didn't write them down.
It'll come back to me.
It'll come back. It'll come back. So, happy 4th of July.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for coming out here and doing this great podcast with me and preparing all these notes once again.
Until 51 or 500.
51 will be back here for PGI.
51 will be back for PGI,
And 52 will be NFA.
NFA, wow, that'll be good. We'll get some good people at NFA, and hopefully we'll get some board members on at PGI to explain their debacle.
Yeah, we need to call like Nancy Belogian or send her an email, ask her if she can save us a spot or put up a banner, do something.
Yeah, oh, that she'll definitely do
I'll
that.
I'll get on that right away as I'm registering Devin for PGI.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Make sure you told him about that. That's good. He's on it.
I told him to
register. He's on it like Oprah's on chocolate cake.
I wish I remember that one. We're going to do a good one. It's going to be good, though. You'll hear it.
Dino, the most interesting man.
Second most interesting man.
In
fireworks. Who is this? Johnny Starr. F Johnny Starr.
No, that's not nice.
All right.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye.
We'll see you in the morning.
Good night. What was that second one?
I don't know. I need to remember it.
Yeah, I know. You said that the Planet Fitness was a planet of fitness or something.
I don't know what it was.
They got to put those on the floor. Those are on you.
What's that? Yeah.
Can you re-record
those
Sopranos the right way?
Sure.
Yeah, because I record them the right way. I don't need to do things three times. I'm professionally set.
You want to do it now?
No, I got to get off the floor. See what's going on.
Came back from the lot.
You guys
got to
get those
cracker
jacks. They're all good cracker jacks.
Those are the good ones.
Hello and welcome to Pyro Podcast, coming at you live from the ASD show in Sin City. This is your guest host, Dino, a.k.a. Firecracker, with Johnny Starr and Ron the Banker. Take it over, guys.
Here comes Dino right now.
There he is.
He's already had like a couple shots, it looks like. He's all tuned up.
But we know we're not talking about Dino.
Yeah. No, Dino's probably... Is Dino at the windbreak tonight?
How are things shaping up, and how's Dino shaping up?
Angry face. We named that after Dino. Sometimes Dino gets a little crabby during the season, but it's understandable because he's now working 7 hours.
Did you know Dino has season tickets for that?
Yeah, of course. He's a big player. Yeah, him and Josh. Dino's at the windbreak at 5:10, and you can always see him doing his special show there.
Just don't get it confused with the Viagra, or you'll have a whole different kind of happy.
No, but he's not rolling out of bed anymore.
The next one, one of my favorite, the angry cock.
Oh yes, angry cock.
And cock is rooster, so we could say that because we're
we named that after Dino. That's his cake. It was hard. It was a rough year, but we did squeeze out enough money in the budget to get Dino a brand new radio flyer.
Nice.
A wagon. Okay. He doesn't have a driver's license, but we could tow him behind one of the other vehicles.
And Dino's giving you dirty looks over.
Well,
there.
We'll
get him to talk.
He never liked the idea of these podcasts, we got him schooled on him now, and he actually likes it. Dino will be at the helm of Star Fireworks, so you may see him around there on the 4th of July. You may not. You never know.
He doesn't exude happiness, really.
He's trying now. I tried to give him some happy pills.
Yeah.
Okay. And he spit them back up.
Get drunk and have a good time. Where's Dino? Where's Dino speaking?
He's probably at a bar that we don't know he's at.
He dropped off the stuff and ran.
He's irony impaired. Did Dino behave at the PGA this year?
Yeah, for the most part, he behaved pretty good.
Oh, so he was actually like a role model?
No, God, I wouldn't say that. Try and sound a little panicky like you do it around the 3rd of July.
Well, no, you have to sound like you're in charge. You got to be like stern.
What are you laughing at?
As you can tell, we make fun of Dino quite a bit.
It's like a Dino roast. Very sure it's about not working. Well, Dino said he called a week after, and I find that hard to believe. But you know, and sometimes I don't know what week Dino's talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, the week after.
Week after what?
Yeah, week after his communion? We don't know, you know? So, no.
Just like Dino. Dino works really hard, too.
Yeah, no. Dino's nonstop. He works nonstop. A lot of times he works remotely from different restaurants and areas.
Well, I mean, what did we say about Dino, though? He procrastinates in reverse.
In reverse, yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is like Dean Martin, but a Dino roast, you know?
The only reason we do this to Dino is so he listens to our podcast, because he solely listens to see how we jab him. He's told us before. That's the only reason he listens.
What does he do? Like, sit around and ponder the Muppets in order of doability?
The funny thing is, Dino took so many days off for Steve's wedding, and he thought it was Dino's wedding.
But knowing Dino, some of that might be a little hyperbole.
Well, he makes a lot of it up. I mean,
I had to take one of my favorite lines from The Bronx Tale and told Dino in all nice way. Is Mickey Mantle paying your bills?
Nice.
What episode is this going to be?
I think this is number what, 20?
24, yeah.
24 wow.
Episodes. It's a milestone, and if you go back and listen to all of them, they take a pot shot at me.
Every one of them.
Why? Dino.
Why?
Why?
Y-A, Dino, yes. So
that means I love you. That means I love you, Dino.
I love Dino.
Yeah, we love Dino,
If you have information about wiretaps at the Trump Tower, or you just want to ask John and Ron a question, email them at fireworksbrigade@gmail.com.
What's your name?
Edline.
Say it again.
Edline.
Edline, where are you from?
Fargo.
From Fargo? Mm-hmm. How old are you?
Six.
Wow. What do you go shopping for fireworks all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your favorite place?
Star Fireworks.
There you go. That's a good answer. All right. So we're giving away today. This one's called Fireworks Brigade, and that's a name of a podcast that I'm on and Johnny Starr, okay? And we're going to ask you a question. Are you ready? You up for it? You think you can do it? All right. We have four names for fireworks here. All right. And one of them is fake. The other three are real, and you can find them here, but the other one is fake. So one is Rock Chalk Madness. Two is Voodoo Daddy. Three is Flame and Go. And four is Spleen Splinter. Which one do you think is fake? Which one do you think is fake?
This one.
Which one? Number four.
What number?
Say the number. Number four. Right, you're right. You win a free firework. Well, thanks for playing. I hope you like that one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. How you?
Good. You want a chance to win a free firework?
Sure.
You guys like a firework?
Sure.
Free one, yeah. What's your name?
Liam.
Well, this is for our podcast. Okay, we use their voice on our podcast. Okay. What's your name?
Liam Despard.
Leah, okay, where do you go to school?
Online.
Online?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, homeschool.
IQ Academy.
Okay, cool. And what's your name?
Ryan.
You guys want to do this separately or all together? I think you'll have better chance, though, if we do it this way. You go to school online, too?
No, he goes to running.
No, okay. So why don't you come over here? Come closer this way we can hear you.
Let's do it separately.
So this is what we're giving away today. This is called the Fireworks Brigade. Now, that's a podcast. You know what podcasts are? It's like an online radio show.
Yeah.
So we have a fireworks-themed online radio show. So, and we're asking a firework trivia question. If you get the answer right, we're going to give you one of these. Okay?
Okay. So you might want to work together on this.
You might want to work together. Or we'll let you play separate, and maybe you would pick one and he would pick another one. This way you got a better shot. All right, so here's four fireworks. You got it? Rock Chalk Madness, Voodoo Daddy, Flame and Go, and Spleen Splinter. Which one is the fake one?
I am guessing number one.
What are you guessing?
Three. Wait, no.
What's your name?
Murphy.
We're playing a game here
Murphy.
For a free firework.
Murphy, let's work together.
Okay. Name the fake firework. Did you ever see the movie Joe Dirt? I'll give you a hint. One of these is in Joe Dirt. But Rock Chalk Madness, Voodoo Daddy, Flame and Go, and Spleen Splinter. Which one's the fake one? What did you say?
I don't know.
Pick a note. Well, he picked. What did you pick?
Number one.
What did you pick? I would all pick a different number. I got
four.
News here. Four?
Flame and Go.
Now, Flame and Go is the actual one. Four is right. You win.
Yay!
All right. Free firework. For what was your name again?
Ryan.
Ryan? All right. Ryan gets a free firework. Thanks for coming to Star.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Well, so the name of this, my name's Ron. What's your name?
Amber.
Amber. Okay. So we're going to use this in our podcast. You okay if we use your voice? Okay. So the name of the firework is Pyro Podcast, Fireworks Brigade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a podcast with myself and Johnny Star. Johnny owns Star Fireworks here. So we're going to ask you, where are you from?
Minnesota.
Okay. What part of Minnesota?
Princeton.
All right. You're going to take this up to the lakes, I assume, all these fireworks?
No. We shoot them out right under our yard.
Oh, okay.
Piss off the neighbors.
All right, so well, sounds good. So we're giving away the Fireworks Brigade cake if you can answer a question. All right, so I have a fireworks trivia. A sparkler burns at a temperature over blank times the boiling point of water. Your answers are 115, 220, 330, or 4, none of the above. Which one do you think it is?
Probably 220.
No, that's wrong.
No?
No,
what
here. It's 115. I'll give you another chance. During the 4th of July, Americans light about blank million pounds of fireworks, which is equivalent to about 100,000 lightning bolts. 100 million, 250, 375, 4, none of the above. Pick one.
The third one.
175 million.
Yes.
That's correct. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Enjoy your free fireworks brigade.
Are you sure?
Well, absolutely. Take it. All right, so Fireworks Brigade is a podcast that we do. It's a fireworks-themed podcast. My name's Ron. What's your name?
Lucas.
Lucas, where are you from?
Originally from Cavalier, but from Fargo.
From Fargo? You live in Fargo? Okay, so we're going to give you a chance to win one of these awesome 250-gram Fireworks Brigade cakes. I'm going to just ask you a fireworks trivia question. It's true or false. You got an easy one. Static electricity and synthetic clothing can ignite fireworks. Those who make fireworks wear cotton all the way down to their underwear. True or false?
True,
absolutely. You win. That's it. Grab one. Enjoy. Let us know how it is. And if you get a chance, subscribe to the podcast. Or we have a YouTube channel. Or you get it on iTunes. It's free.
You have Facebook, too?
We don't have. We're on Twitter. Right. Not on Facebook. We don't do Facebook, but... pretty much everywhere else. Good luck and have fun with that one. You'll like it.
All right, so what are we doing here?
We are going to do some fireworks trivia. We're going to turn the tables on you guys.
Lovely.
We're here with...
I'm JJ.
JJ. From
Mix 1019.
Mix 1019. You guys are always... outside interviewing John and Dina, we figured we'd turn the table. So what we've been doing today, we've been asking people fireworks trivia. If they get it right, they get a free Fireworks Brigade Pyro Podcast cake.
What?
Yes, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's shocking. That's actually supposed to be a really great cake.
It is.
It's heavy,
it's heavy. That's how you know it's
good,
right?
That's how you know it's good, right, exactly. Okay. So I'll give you, you want to name the fake firework or you want fireworks trivia?
Ooh, I want name the fake firework.
All right, okay. So we have four names right here.
Okay.
Three of these are available right here, right now at Star Fireworks, and one of them is not. So you got Rock Chalk Madness, Voodoo Daddy, Flame and Go, or the Spleen Splitter.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, I've been wandering up and down the aisles.
All right.
And if I were a betting man, I'm putting myself in your guys' shoes trying to think of which one would be good. I I'm going to say that the fake one is Spleen Splitter. Right. But if you have it, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. You're a Joe Dirt fan, I take
it?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Very good. Well, we have another winner, another happy winner here at Star Fireworks. All right. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Do you know what a podcast is? Podcast is like a radio thing on TV, and we have one. So we're doing this firework game, but I want to make sure it's okay if we put your voice on our podcast.
Sure.
Okay. So the winning thing is this firework, and I see you guys have one. So let's see if we can get this. Ready? Oh, hold on. What's your name?
Landon.
Landon, where are you from?
Minnesota.
Minnesota? How old are you?
10.
Okay. So I have this list of fireworks, and there's three of them on the list that are ones in the store, and one of them is fake. Okay, so I'm just going to read them off, and then you can think about it, and you're going to pick which one is fake, okay? So number one is the Rock Chalk Madness. Number two is the Voodoo Daddy. Number three is Flamingo. And number four is Spleen Splitter.
Flamingo.
Flamingo? Is that the one you think? Or do you want to look again? Maybe.
Spleen Splitter.
Spleen Splitter, is that the one you think?
Yes.
Is that your final answer? Guess what? You just won a free firework.
Win.
You got it right. Good job.
Yay.
I hope you enjoy your firework.
And
thank you. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for coming out to Star. What's your name?
Chloe.
Chloe, how old are you, Chloe?
Seven.
Seven? Are you from around Fargo? Yeah? Okay. So, we're doing this podcast game where you can win this cool free firework. All you have to do, we have a list of fireworks right here. And three of them are real and one of them is fake. So I'm going to read them through with you. And then you get them pick the one you think is fake. And if you're right, you get this firework for free. You win it, okay? So the first one is Rock Chalk Madness, Voodoo Daddy, Flamingo, or Spleen Splitter. Now just take a second and think about it. Think about it. Which number do you think it is?
41.
41? Well, it's just it's just a four. It's a
just
four.
A four, honey.
So you think it's the Spleen Splitter?
Yeah.
Oh, guess what? You're right, and you just won this free firework. Yeah, thank you, and thanks for coming out to Star Fireworks.
Yes,
I hope you have a good fourth.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Hey, guys. Do you guys want to play a firework game with me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A firework game?
Yes.
Okay, do you guys know what a podcast is?
Yeah.
It's like a radio thing that goes online.
Uh-huh.
We have a podcast that we do for fireworks, and if you can get my question right, you guys get a free firework. And this firework has our podcast on there. It's on iTunes, and you can listen to them. They're pretty funny. We have them. They do them in that back office there, and they're pretty funny. So I just want to ask your parents, is it okay if their voices are on the podcast? Yeah? Okay.
Y'all got to get your question right.
Okay, you guys can all work together, so come over here.
Okay. Can I help? I want to.
Okay, so the question, there's four fireworks on here, and one of them is fake. Okay, and three of them are in the store. So, number one is the Rock Chalk Madness.
It's not two, because I started over there.
Two, Voodoo Daddy. Three, Flamingo. Or four, Spleen Splitter. So, take a little bit. You guys can pick together.
Can I go look quick?
Can we?
The Flamingo thing, I think, is
the Flamingo?
Are we going to hear it?
Okay, so have you guys picked? So you
three
guys
and two are good.
It's not two and three.
It's not two and
the
three.
Process of elimination.
Wait, hold on.
Can I hold the microphone?
Hold on, because we don't want to push the button.
Wait, two or rock chocolate.
Get it right, bro.
Can I say it in there?
One second.
It's not these two.
It's not two and three.
Okay. So, let's see if I can think of a hint.
Okay, two go.
Okay, so we know it's either one or four, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys want to... What are you guys thinking right now? Like, which ones?
I think...
If you had to pick one, what would it be? We'll wait till the final answer.
Rock Chalk Madness might be about a smoke bug and all that.
spleen splitter is what I would pick.
Which one is your guys' final answer? Do you guys have one?
Say spleen splitter.
Four.
Spleen splitter, is that your final answer?
Yeah, can I say it?
Yep, say it.
Spleen splitter.
Yeah? Guess what? You guys just won a free play. Yeah! Good job. You guys did good. No one's been able to go through the list. Are you guys from around Fargo?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, thank you guys for coming to Star Fireworks, and I hope you guys have a great 4th.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.